Okay, we're starting on page 366, and we're starting a new Simon. Simon Chin Lamatres, page 366, Simon Chin Lamatres. Dvorim ha'asurim b'shabbos mishim hashmaras ko. Things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because it makes some type of a noise. V'boi ches si'ifim. Okay, Sif Aleph, Shin Lamatres. Hashmaras ko b'kli she'er asa. To make music on Shabbos with an instrument is prohibited. Aval akish al adeles, kiyotze b'zeh, but to make, just to bang on a door or something like that, k'she'er einoi derech she'er, when you're not doing it in any type of a rhythm, then that's mutter. To bang on Shabbos when there's no rhythm, is mutter, to bang to a rhythm is asa. So let's just pause over there. Thank you. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Aleph Beklishir. Now you know you to use some sort of instrument on Shabbos, musical instrument. Lav dafka beklishir ela af b'yad. We're not only talking here about using an instrument, even to do it with your hands. Because going like kois kaf el kaf, for example, to clap. Hey chashu derech simcha b'shir. If you're doing it in a way of simcha and song, asa. K'moshikosav simon shin lamates sif gimel, as we'll see in the next simon. Mitam shema yitakim kli shir. Anything which you're doing which produces music or rhythm, there's a concern you might come to fix a musical instrument. People always wonder about this, like, who's going to fix it? I don't even know how to fix it. No, you do. It's not so hard to fix a guitar. If someone to change the string on a guitar is not such a big chokhmah. Or something, you don't know, you never tried. I'm sure you could try. You can do everything else, I'm sure you can do it. People say, I'm never going to fix that instrument, come on. No, it could actually be. What?
Pull it out of the bag, like this.
Pull it out the bag? What bag? Oh, the new one, Oh, okay, then you have to attach it, it's not a big deal. And that will be in a Siddur-Aisa.
Tuning,
I'm not sure, it's a good question. I didn't want to say that case, because I wasn't sure. That's why I just said, changing the string. But we're concerned if you make music, rhythm, anything like that, you might come to fix a musical instrument. And Masha also says, "Dalad lahakoyis kaf al kaf k'misham k'shemisham ha'peiros k'de la'uviyach ha'oifos." Well, what about that which it says in Sif Dalad? You're not allowed to clap in order to guard your fruit to get the birds away. They shouldn't approach you. You clap and that scares them away. Afshu ena derech shir. You're not doing it as a rhythm over there. You're just doing it clapping just to make a noise. So why is it also over there? Totally different reason. The reason is not anything to do with music, it's that if we let you clap to shoo away the birds, you might be tempted to pick up a stone and throw at the bird and end up throwing a stone into a shitharabim, in which case that will be an isidoraisa. So, but again, it's clearly a different reason to what we're saying over here. What if you want to clap? Or bang your hands together in a way that's going to make a kid happy and calm him down. The kid's getting a bit restless and crying, whatever, and you want to just make him happy, so you start using your hands to clap. You will say the klachayad deshari, to do it in an irregular manner, that will be permitted. To clap in a regular way will be asa, but to clap in an irregular way, I'm sure you've seen lots of examples of this, to meaning the back of your hand or something, whatever it is, then that would be okay. What happens if you put water into a container that's got holes? That's going to drip out of the holes into a metal container to make a nice noise through the dripping. What a geschmacker dripping noise. But also, that you're not allowed to do. The there have a gum cane, because that's like a musical instrument. You're enjoying the beat of the drops coming out. That will be asa. But if you're doing it in order to calm and settle a person who's sick, that he should fall asleep, that would be permitted. What if you are using it to drip in a noisy way to wake up someone who's healthy from his sleep? If we try this in teenagers, dripping water. I'm not sure if that would be a good idea. Shari, that would be okay. The lo yahavi b'kliyshir. You're not trying to use it as a musical instrument. Kevin she'ein oiseh b'ne'ima v'nachas. You're not doing it in a pleasant way, in a nice way. You're doing it in a kind of aggressive, but you're doing it in a kind of noisy way to wake him up. That's not called music. Dekol kazeh adarabah hayam al-dima yoseh. Because on the contrary, that if you do it in a nice way, it will actually make him into a deeper sleep. So here, clearly you're doing it in a kind of rough way and not doing it in a rhythmic, kind of calm way, and therefore it's okay. You're doing it again in a kind of rough way to wake him up, and therefore it's permitted. Okay, so we've gotten this, but we said to bang on a door, where you're not doing it as a some type of rhythm would be okay. But even though they're trying to make a noise that people should open up the door for you, that's okay, just to bang on the door. But feel it in makish pekli, and if you use a some type of a utensil, whatever, a cup to bang on the door, that's okay. Kevin on to page kuf peidala, kevin she'enoi derech shir, since you're not doing it in the form of music. No, there's not even a rhythm to it, you're just banging, that's okay. Sivkotan gimel.
Do it with a rhythm, is that okay? Like
a fishtical rhythm, no? That's not a rhythm, that's a, I don't know if that's quite a rhythm. Rhythm means like rhythmic. That's just a, I don't know. All right, and then sorry, and someone has to come up with a safer about this, with the pictures. I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay, says the Ramah, and we didn't, we paused there in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, v'chein, at the top of page, Kuf Pei Dalet, v'chein im ein loy. Also, if you're not doing an action, a physical action, it's also permitted. You want to call your friend by making some type of bird noises with your mouth. Whistling, don't say the word whistling, but yeah, that is totally permitted. I've gotten into trouble for this, so whistling, I mean, you know, okay, there's another show about whistling and Gehenna and this and that, but I'm saying just in terms of halacha, there's no problem to whistle on Shabbos, right, whatsoever, no problem.
Unless you use a whistle.
Whistle is an instrument, right? But whistling with your, just in the simple old traditional way, is perfectly okay. Make noises like birds. That's what we're taking, right? That's permitted. So the Ramah continues. Do not use a door knocker to knock on the door, right? You've got it attached. You've got this kind of door knocker thing attached to the door. Don't use that to bang on the door. Even though you're not trying to make any type of music out of it, even without the whole. Since it's a utensil here, the ring, the door knocker is specially made for that, you're not allowed to use it. That's why the beadle is not allowed to knock on the door. In those days, it wasn't just their job to, like, you know, roll the Sefer Torah. They actually go around door to door, people's homes around the neighborhood, knocking on the doors to wake people up for davening. You're not allowed to knock on the door. Al yaday, page 368. Now, al yaday kli miyuchad lekach, with a special door knocking instrument or whatever, you know, utensil. Elamaka biyada al yaday, just bang with your hand on the door, and that is fine. Or just pick up some random thing and bang on the door with it. That's also okay. To pick up a cup, something like that, will be okay. Just don't use a special utensil as your door knocking utensil. That would be asur. Okay, back to the Ramah. I'll start back to Mishnah Berurah now on that Ramah, which is Sifkot and Gimel, the top of the page in the Mishnah Berurah page, Kuf Pei Dalet. Eilu Shekoyu in Lechavayim, people that want to call to their friends making bird noises, that's okay on Shabbos. I want to call it whistling. Hainu, afilu man ima kol kein she'in, if you want to make it a nice kind of musical thing out of it, like a song, shari, that's also okay. Because if you're just doing it with your mouth and not using any type of utensil, then there's no gazira. Sifkot and Dalet, meyuchad lekach. So we said in the Ramah that you're not allowed to use a door knocker when you knock on a door, because even though it's not for you're not meaning it to be music, but it's a kli that's miyuchad, it's specially meant for this making a noise, and therefore it's also where it's a loyma shem miyuchad lashmiya kol. Meant it's a noise making device. Chashinan shem yichaven lashir. So we're worried he might actually make it as a musical thing. Because you can lashmiya kol the kli shekoyin kametan. Cheated the Asa. You're definitely not allowed to use a kamatan to make music. Now, I wouldn't know what that is, unless, but at the bottom it tells me, what is it? The Targum on the bottom, kolam, which is a tuning fork, right? A fork that they use to get the right key, right? That is also definitely not allowed. Cheated the Asa. The cliche, that's definitely a musical instrument. Now, there's what to talk about. The Gamma Chavan Lashir is also trying to make a song out of it. Now, you could say that when it's so quiet that only the Chavan can hear it, then maybe that's not really called making music. Then it can't make any noise. If you try, you bang it, and you have to put it by your ear very close to hear it. Maybe that's a different shaila. There's lots to talk about, but the basic case here, it sounds like it's actually making a noise, making a shear. If it's making a certain musical sound, then it's definitely asa. What about the bar, the metal bar that you open and close the door with? Not the actual, we're talking about some type of metal clasp or clip or something that you use to open and close the door, some type of bar that you open and close or lock the door with, that you can bang on to get people's attention to open the door. The whole purpose of that bar is not to actually make any sound, but rather to open and lock and unlock the door. That's okay. Fifth cotton, hey. Asa. So we said, again, a kli w'miyuchad for making a noise is asa. That's why the door knocker is asa. Ayin ve'eli rabba, p'imagadim, d'mizeh nishma, d'hu adin, d'asa l'mshoich b'chut ha'inbol, b'shabas, k'dei sh'yishmu anshe ha'bayis, v'echad se'y sh'yivish t'chuloi. Therefore, for that, obviously, it's going to come out from there, that it's asa to take the clapper of the bell and bang it in a way, or pull it and make it, you know, bang on the bell to get people's attention to open the door. That would be asa. Shezeh ha'klim yuchad l'shmiyakol, because that clapper, that bell, is there for making noise, making sound. V'hu kavanosagam kainle, then he's trying to do that, he's trying to make that sound. I'm be'alocha about that case. Well, in muta lifteach adeles k'shiyedesh yesh boi inbal, ayin l'kain. What happens if there's a door, and you know that when you open the door, there's a bell on the other side, like you go into a shop sometimes, it's got a bell attached to the door, and when you open the door, it knocks on the bell. Is that permitted? That we'll see soon. Can you go into such a house or door, whatever? Sivkotn vav l'chein asa l'shamash. That we said, therefore, the beadle of the shul cannot bang on the door with a kli when to get people to wake up for davening, whatever, or to tell them to come to davening at least. Rather, he should do it with his hand. So the Mishnah Berurah says l'chein asa l'shamash. Kosav taz kos kan. The taz writes over here in Orchaim of Yehudea Simon Reish Pei Beis, also over there in Yehudea. The mizem muchach to also litlois b'shavus oisin aparoiches shiresh b'hem pa'moinim lashmiya kol b'shiposchum la'oin. For this reason, you're not allowed to hang up the paroiches of the on that in front of the Aron Kodesh. It's got bells, because when you open up the Aron Kodesh, you're going to be making the bells sound against each other. Chen litlois pa'moinim alat sichaim. Should I say for Torah? You also shouldn't put bells on the atzichaim. What do you call it in English? Right, what's the word in English? Right, the Sefer Torah, the sticks of the Sefer Torah, they put bells on top. You shouldn't do that according to the Taz. Kein de'ika avidta l'kala, because it's there to make noise. So you're opening the curse, you're opening the parichas, you're carrying a Sefer Torah, you're thereby making noise. V'ashach sham choylek olav, however, the Shach disagrees with the Taz, mitam dahad kaimalon, the Sech Mitzvah Shari, we have this established halacha that to make a noise, the Sech Mitzvah is okay. So for the parayches of the Aron Kodesh and the Sefer Torah, you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah. People should get their attention to be focused on the fact that the Sefer Torah is now moving. You must stand up, or the parayches means that, you know, they're opening Aron Kodesh. This is the Sech mitzvah, and it's therefore permitted, says the Shach. Like we find in terms of dancing, we'll learn in the next siman that you're allowed to dance mishum kavod haTorah on Simchas Torah. Even though the rest of the time you can't dance, but Yom Tov you can't dance, Shabbos you can't dance, but when it's for the sake of the Kavodah Torah, then you're allowed to. V'achanami serach mitzvah hu kadesh yishmu ha'am v'yakumu. Then it's also a mitzvah over here that people should hear the bells ringing and know that they have to stand up because the Sefer Torah is moving. V'loy domi l'kriyas beis ha'knesses to'os. And it's not like the case of the Ramah of banging to wake up people for davening, to bring people to davening. That case is osa. Well, isn't that a mitzvah? Come to shul as a mitzvah. Now, dahasam eshtu b'inyan acher. You have another way to do it. You don't have to use the kli or the door knocker to wake people up for davening. You could just do it with your hand by banging on the door, and that would be sufficient. And therefore, there's no need to do it this way of using a door knocker. And furthermore, unlike the gabbai who's trying to wake people up with a noise, when you take out a Sefer Torah, you're not trying to make a noise. When you pick up a Sefer Torah and the bell's banging or whatever, you're not trying to make the noise over there. You're just trying to carry the Sefer Torah or open up the poriches of the Aron Kodesh, and therefore another reason to be mekel. Magen Avraham seems to back up the Shach over here, and even though the Taz is machmir, there seems to be the minhag olam everywhere is to be mekel. V'ayim b'shai efrayim sh'ayud sif gimel sh'datoi sham. Ideally, Shah Efrayim writes, you should not set this up with using, you know, bells and whatever on the parochet, on the Sefer Torah, on Shabbos. Places where people are maker like the Magen Avraham, you don't need to protest. Again, I think that's pretty much there are shuls that don't have it, but there's plenty of shuls that do. Now back to our question we had before. Can you open the door, say, of a house when you know that there's someone's attached a bell there, that when you open the door of the house, the bell is going to ring? Now that's going to be dependent on this discussion we just had between the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Shach. De la Taz, also, the Magen Avraham, sorry, that according to the Taz, it will be also to open the door, because the maisa that makes the bell ring, and according to Magen Avraham, will be mutter, because you're not trying to make a noise when you open the door. It's just this person, annoyingly, have put a bell on the back on the side of the door. But that wasn't your intention when you opened the door. Even your own house, even if you put the bell there yourself, but you know, before Shabbos, doesn't mean you want to make the noise. You're just trying to get into the house. The Gra seems to be machmir in this din about the bell, like the Taz. The Kevin da Inbo Mayuchad onto page 368. Lashmir, of course, since a bell is especially obviously meant to make noise, it makes no difference if it's, well, that's not my intention, that's not the point. This is how it works. When you open the door, the bell rings, and you know it, then even if you don't intend to do it, it doesn't help you. And even Eli Rabba would not be maker unless we're talking about dafka, something like the parochus of the Ohen Kodesh, which is dafka for a mitzvah, but for a bell of a house attached to a house, he would not be maker. Therefore, in a regular situation, not for the sake of mitzvah, obviously, but if it's a normal situation we described of a door with a bell on it, you should take off the door. You should take off the bell from the door before Shabbos. Or she either take off completely, or you plug up with wool, or cotton wool or something, you plug up the bell that doesn't make a noise. That's what you should do. But in a kind of pressing, difficult situation, for example, you forgot to move the bell before Shabbos, or someone else's house, and you know the bell's going to go off and you can't start messing with his bell before Shabbos. You could be maker, like the what we said earlier, since it's not your intention to make a noise, therefore it is mutter. Again, we've got to get in the door, whatever, you can be megal. And the final Sifkotten Zion, Alidei Kli HaMiyuchad. We said this gabbai waking people up or getting people up for getting people to come to shul, you should do it by hand and not with a Kli HaMiyuchad for that, which is specially meant for that purpose of making a noise on the door. There are places who, instead of doing it with his hand, he takes some other clay, just picks up a random glass cup or whatever, and smashes it, well, not smashes, but bangs it on the door to tell people to come to shul. And now what you say, well, what about when the gabbai bangs on the table to get people's attention that they should be quiet during Chazos HaShatz? Wouldn't happen here, but let's see, you know, it's places that, unfortunately, yeah. That's no problem. I feel imu make, even if he grabs something and bangs it on the table, that's also okay. Since he's not using a kli which is special for quietening the people during Chazos HaShatz, whatever, it's not there for making noise, therefore it is mutter. That's gone.